it's really incredible watching the corporate media now try to take down Joe Biden, the very same candidate that they covered up for, they excused, they lied about everything in order to give Joe Biden power. And now, for the first time, they're afraid that Joe Biden is going to cause them to lose the election. And only because of that are they willing to throw Joe Biden under the bus. It tells you a lot about the dishonesty, the immorality of the corporate media, and how they don't believe in anything they claim to believe in. They just want to make sure they stay in power, even if they have to essentially overthrow the Democrat candidate who has been selected by, you know, millions of Democrat voters in the primaries. Joe Biden is their candidate. Corporate media doesn't like that. So they're trying to overthrow him, and then they claim to be defenders of democracy. You know, pretty sickening. Well, of course, the corporate media is also complicit in the COVID pandemic, all the psyops, the fear-mongering. In fact, the corporate media has been rigging juries for decades, but especially rigging juries against Trump and conservatives by falsely claiming that Trump is Hitler and that all conservatives are radicals or extremists, or that gun owners are extremists. I mean, these false statements and narratives pushed by the corporate media, these impact the typical person in America who serves on a jury. So this is really widespread jury tampering by the corporate media, which is a criminal cabal of scripted liars, indoctrination centers, and propagandists. Their job is to misinform the public, not to inform. And then, of course, they claim to have all the fact checkers so they could claim that their lies are facts, but your truth is false. And they specialize in that, you know? So if they say, well, there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden and all these videos are cheap fakes, you know, fact checked by NBC or whatever, it's all lies, of course. And now what's hilarious about the corporate media is how they're having to eat their own dog food, or they're having to drink their own Kool-Aid, you know? You get the idea. They're having to stew in their own lies now. And Joe Biden says he's not stepping down. Because Joe Biden, you know, he's the big guy, right? And he's used to bullying his way to get everything that he wants. He just threatens and bullies and, you know, he gets mad. And he'll pull all kinds of blackmail on people. You know, Joe Biden is a vicious actor. He wields power over people by the dirt he has on them. That's how he became vice president, with all this dirt on Barack Obama. Joe Biden knows, for example, that Obama is gay. And he knows the truth about Big Mike. He knows the truth about the whole Obama administration, because he was there. But Joe Biden tolerated that as long as he could carry out his own crimes at the same time, his own money laundering operations, you see. And this is how empires fall. When people go along with the corruption, as long as they are allowed their corner of corruption so they can profit from it as well. Everybody just wants a piece of the pie, but they don't want to stand up for what's right. And that's, again, that's how nations fall, which is what we're witnessing right now. But it's amazing how all the low IQ members of the Democrat Party have come out now in favor of Joe Biden, AOC. You know, AOC and Joe Biden combined don't have an IQ above 100. And then you've got Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, the congresswoman who said that the moon is made mostly of gases. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's endorsed Joe Biden. It's like, wow, Joe Biden has really found his audience. It's stupid people. It's just the lowest IQ Democrats imaginable. That's who's supporting Joe Biden. Now, the higher IQ Democrats are realizing Biden can't win. And they are realizing that because, well, they're watching Biden and they're seeing that he's getting worse. He's getting worse very rapidly because, you know, the decline of a person with Parkinson's disease often is not a linear decline. It can go parabolic to the downside. And that's what it looks like is happening with Joe. I mean, even a year ago, he was much better off than he is right now. Just a year ago. And who knows where he's going to be in the next 2 to 3 months. It looks like it could be, you know, substantially worse. They may have to roll him out in a wheelchair and have a puppeteer moving his mouth for him. Did you know that in the next debate that the Democrats are now requesting that Biden's staff can be on stage with him to answer for him? So you're not, I mean, it's not even a debate between a presidential candidate here. It's a debate of his puppet masters that run him. And they're even saying now, well, you're not really voting for Joe Biden. You're voting for the whole staff here. You're voting for the whole group. You know, it's a group discount here. You vote for Joe, you get all of us. And who are they? A bunch of left-wing radical communists and fascists and Marxists. And they pretend to be Joe Biden. You know, they're the ones writing all of his social media tweets and everything. And they're writing his speeches. And every once in a while, Joe is asked to perform a speech written by somebody else. And he can barely do that. You know, he's going to be a vegetable before November, probably. Just barely able to function. And it doesn't help that they have to pump him full of amphetamines just to get him to talk a little bit, because that seems to accelerate the cognitive erosion of Parkinson's. Every time, you know, they hop him up on more drugs, it turns up the damage equation or something. So this doesn't look good for Joe. By November, you know, he's going to be, it's like, do you, Joe Biden, swear to uphold the duties of the office of the presidency? It's like the dialogue of the monster of Frankenstein, you know? And they're even treating him more and more like a child. It's incredible. The White House spokeswoman and so-called Admiral John Kirby, who is one of the worst liars in Washington, they've been bragging about how they're going to have Joe Biden on for a big boy conference, a press conference. It's the big boy press conference. What? What are you talking about, big boy? Like, that's what you say to a child when he manages to not poop his pants, you know? You're like, oh, you're a big boy. You use the toilet. Yeah, you flushed it yourself. Yeah, you don't need diapers anymore because you're a big boy, you know? But Joe Biden does need diapers. But even in their own language, they're talking to him like he's an infant, which is, of course, the mindset that he has. Remember the other day after the debate, Joe Biden was like, you did so good, Joe. So good. You answered all the questions. Oh, such a good job, Joey. And we were all watching that as like, what is wrong with this picture? Joe Biden, what a cruel person, by the way. You know, elder abuse and all that. She's dragging this guy around like Weekend at Bernie's. She's probably got her fist up his spine to puppeteer the guy, you know. Pretty soon they're going to tie sticks to his wrists and have him like gesturing during the debates while his mouth is moved with, you know, computer graphics or something. I'm Joe Biden. Trump is Hitler. And leftists will buy that crap because Democrats are stupid. I mean, you know, there are Democrats right now who think that Joe Biden did great in that last debate. There are. Yeah, I know some of those Democrats. I'm like, did you see the debate? Did you see how far gone he is, right? Thinking that it's obvious at this point that nobody could miss it. And they're like, no, I think Joe did pretty well. Actually, Trump had the most trouble, you know. Like, are you retarded? What is wrong with you? You know, these are the people who say, well, we see the world in a different way. Yeah, you're stupid. And you don't see reality at all. You're living in a delusional fairy tale dream world that's been painted inside your skull by CNN or something. But even now, CNN's abandoning Joe Biden. So who knows? But to support Joe Biden at this point, you have to be cognitively retarded at least as much as Joe. And that brings me to a rule of thumb here, the Joe Biden low IQ threshold test. Anybody who supports Joe has a lower IQ than Joe himself. And as Joe's IQ continues to drop, as he continues to suffer more cognitive decline, you're going to find, you know, the threshold gets lower and lower. And those still sticking with him are just announcing the sheer stupidity that describes themselves as people. I mean, you know how this is going to go. You're going to have Joe Biden at the near vegetable level, like, I'm Joe. And then, of course, all of his supporters that still support him are going to say, well, I think he did great. He pronounced his name just perfectly. And then, you know, a month later, Biden will hit oatmeal level. And then some of his supporters like, well, he can still vocalize, you know, or whatever. He's still walking around. I'll vote for him. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg said, I'll vote for him even if he poops himself. And then weirdly, Whoopi Goldberg said that she poops herself also, and that she's stepping in poop a lot. And nobody knows what that means, except just literally that she poops herself and then she steps in it, which actually is believable coming from Whoopi Goldberg, which we might just start calling Poopy Goldberg at this point. But who says things like that? Who says that you'll vote for a president that poops himself because you yourself poop yourself? Well, Poopy Goldberg says that. And that's exactly my point here, that the Democrats still supporting Joe Biden have lower IQs than Joe himself. And that threshold is getting lower and lower by the week. This is going to be real interesting just to see how stupid Democrats are. You know, how far will this go? What if, you know, next week, maybe Whoopi or Poopy Goldberg says, I'll vote for Joe even if he eats his own poop. Oh, really? And then she's like, and I eat my own poop too. Oh my gosh, why are you saying these things? Right? But nothing would surprise us at this point, right? Nothing. And by the way, if Joe Biden is the final candidate of the Democrats, and I pray that's the case, who's going to explain to him that he lost come, you know, November 6th? Who's going to say, hey, Joe, you lost the election?
I didn't lose it. Only God can remove me.
Well, and the voters, actually. God, speaking through the voters, said, get rid of this hell creature named Joe Biden. So, in a way, it is kind of God removing you. And maybe God struck down your brain, too, to save America. Who knows? But Joe's not going to accept that, you know, after all this time of railing against Trump. Like, you know, Trump interfered with the peaceful transition of power. At the end of the day, Joe Biden's going to say, I'm not stepping down. I don't believe the voters. Just like he says he doesn't believe the polls that show him at 36%. And that's a generous poll by left-wing organizations. In reality, Joe Biden's at about 18%, or I've heard some people say 9%. Yeah, that's also believable, too. But Biden's not going to believe it. So at some point, somebody's going to have to walk him out of the White House and explain to him, Joe, you're no longer the president, but he won't even know the difference. So I have a great idea. You know how they built a fake White House set across the street from the actual White House, and they were broadcasting out of there for a very long time with all the fake backgrounds in the windows and everything? It was a fake set, and they even admitted it later on. It's a totally fake soundstage so that Joe Biden could have prompts. And the whole media, they were all in on this. They knew it was fake, and they pretended this whole time. Well, I say we should keep pretending for Joe's sake. So when Trump wins the election, they should just take Joe, put him back in the soundstage, and have Jill Biden there, and have Jill pretend like she's doing something, because she likes to think she's in charge anyway, and just have a bunch of left-wing media there and tell Joe he's still the president, because he's going to think that anyway. Yeah, Joe, you're in charge. Yeah, keep on going, Joe. Here, you sign these documents. Okay. And just tell him, you won. You're still the president. You're the leader of America. You run the world. You're awesome. You're invincible. You have proven that you're sharp. Just run the fake presidency a little bit longer, which shouldn't be difficult, because the entire presidency so far has been nothing but fake anyway, because Joe Biden was never the president. Joe Biden was never elected. They've been faking it. It's just that most of America has been fooled this entire time, including a lot of conservatives, by the way, who went along with this and said, you know, I believe that Joe Biden was elected as an expression of the will of the people. A lot of rhinos would say this kind of thing, you know, like the Mike Pences of the Republican Party. No, you know that Joe Biden was not elected. You know they cheated. And yet, you know, you excuse all the cheating. Well, so this is the result, you know, you get a fake president, you get fake economic numbers, everything becomes fake. You know, you get fake foreign policy, fake currency, fake news, fake GDP, all of it. So there's actually a big day of reckoning for a lot of people in America who have been going along with all the fakery, including Joe himself, but also members of the GOP and members of the media who are already starting to pay the price. And I'm sure they're pulling their hair out. Oh, my God, we've created a monster. We can't get rid of him now. So they're trying to dig up dirt on Joe Biden, which isn't difficult. All you got to do is read the archives of, you know, InfoWars. You got all the dirt on Joe that you want. So this civil war in the Democrat Party is the most amusing and somewhat obscene thing that we've seen in a long, long time. So relish it while it lasts. Because the minute Joe Biden steps down, the media will stop attacking him, obviously, and then they'll start lying again about everything in order to try to defeat Trump. But as long as Joe Biden stays in and says that he's going to be the nominee and he's not stepping down, we are going to get to see the left-wing corporate media unleash on Joe Biden like they've never done before. I mean, for once, they might actually be fair in their reporting instead of completely stilted and biased and running indoctrination campaigns to deceive their own viewers and readers. Now, imagine that. I mean, just 1 week of honest press in this country could destroy Joe Biden. And we may see that. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.